here with, it says in the papers, is Deirdre Purcell.
One of Ruan McCormack's reports from Gaza City makes the lead for the Irish Times this morning. In it, he describes as uneasy the calm that hung over Gaza City during a lull in the fighting, and writes about last night's telephone conversation between the US President and the Israeli Prime Minister, in which Barack Obama called for an immediate, unconditional humanitarian ceasefire. Today is the Muslim feast of Eid, marking the end of Ramadan, but there's little to celebrate, according to one woman to whom the reporter spoke. We haven't been able to buy anything. There's no Eid. People are visiting each other to offer condolences. That's it. Meanwhile, Israel claims its ground forces have uncovered more than 30 tunnels, some leading into Israeli territory. The propaganda war between both sides has involved social media sites and has now brought in European capitals, including the city of Dublin. This morning, for its lead, the Irish Sun prints the mocked-up Facebook images sent from Dublin's Israeli embassy, showing European icons and statuary dressed in the niqab. In Dublin's case, it's the Molly Malone statue. In Paris, it's the Mona Lisa. For Copenhagen, it's the Little Mermaid, and so on. They bear similar legends: Israel now, Dublin, or Paris or Copenhagen next. The Mona Lisa figure is carrying a rocket launcher. Barry Malone, who wrote the story, spoke to an Israeli embassy spokesman who confirmed that the images have now been taken down, but not because of any complaints. Often things get deleted for space reasons, he said. The Irish Independence front page carries the plea by Pope Francis to both sides in the crisis to end the bloodshed and to think of the children who are robbed of the hope of a dignified life, of a future, dead children, wounded children, mutilated children, orphans, children who, for toys, have the debris of war, children who do not know how to smile. But back home, for the Independence lead, Fionnán Sheehan tells us that according to draft government calculations, homeowners in Dublin and in other areas around the country, including Meath, Kildare, Wicklow, Kerry, Clare, Galway City and Cork City and County, can expect a full 15% cut in their property tax next year, while some other places can expect cuts of up to 15%. Sheehan writes that, without naming specifics, the Public Spending Minister Brendan Howlan has confirmed this. And The Independent covers more of what the ESRI has found in that report you heard about in the bulletin, that the dramatic drop in the number of higher earners during the economic crash has resulted in middle-income earners having to carry the bulk of income tax. In that context, The Times finds front-page space to highlight hints Minister Simon Coveney has given. While numbers are tight, he said, he expects middle and low-income earners would welcome certain tax changes in budgets 2015 and 2016, which would start the process of improving people's take-home pay. There'll be more about this latest ESRI report shortly in this programme. But for The Examiner, the main story this morning, written by Michael Clifford, is that certain products offered on bookies' premises in this country, such as virtual roulette, may not be covered by present licences and may therefore be illegal. Clifford writes that whereas the bookies say the activity is covered under betting because clients have to fill in slips when they pay, according to Revenue, the activity falls under the heading of gaming and could have implications for the renewal of licences. And finally, for now, the distinguished actor Ian McKellen has called for a living wage to be paid to actors, saying that just one actor in 50 earned over €25,000 annually. That's in The Sun.
Deirdre, thank you.